Welcome to a late edition of the Mega Power Hour featuring James J. Rock 36. We call him J. Rock, and I am Captain Hugs. You can reach our Twitter page at Mega _ Hour, and you can follow my tag team partner at James J. Rock 36. And I am, of course, at Captain Hugs. Listening to this podcast will increase your knowledge of sports, sex, and pro wrestling, baby. And don't forget to leave us a 5-star Frog Splash review. Thank you very much. Hey, James, how's it going, buddy?
Hey, I'm going pretty good, man.
That's great. We're late. We're late this time. You had stuff going on.
Yeah, you know, I just kind of wanted to enjoy some stuff without the pressures of doing a pod.
I know it is. It is pressure. Sometimes I can't even sleep at night. People don't understand that. Don't do pods.
Well, this is just to fit it in to everything, you know. So
yeah, exactly. And that's what she said. But yeah, you're right.
I had family. I had family I hadn't seen in a while come up and. I want to hang out with them and have a quality time.
Yeah, of course.
Type of day with my fiance. So.
Yeah, I keep thinking one of these days, this fiance, you're going to start saying wife. You know.
Yeah.
But, maybe one of these days, because it's been like, man, you've been together like what, 25 years?
No, 25. Women get kind of irritated after like 8 years if you're not going to try to marry them. But
yeah.
I don't blame her.
Yeah.
Hopefully one day. I mean, I do. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, marriage is a wonderful thing. Just ask me about it. Anyway, so
you had a good streak going on for a while.
I did. Yeah. So I was telling you earlier that I don't know if anybody listens to the show is on your Snapchat, but you Snapchatted you and your family, and it was like the most Southern twang. Like Conway Twitty bullshit I ever heard in my life.
How is it Conway Twitty?
You know, just Southern. Just everything you do is so Southern.
Cooking steaks is Southern?
Yeah, but it's just like, hey, you want some grits on your steak and fry me a potato? And
no, not grits.
That's all you guys do is eat grits and stuff.
My older brother wanted a potato on the grill.
Who does that?
I don't know, but he gets very demanding in some spots about food. So,
how much older is that brother of yours?
So he's in his 50s.
Okay.
Yeah. So all right. He lives down in Florida. We're gonna pay him a visit sometime this year. I'm trying to plan something for everybody, like go down to Florida. But I don't know people's schedules. Will permit, but. You know, I need a vacation after all this shit I went through. And I know, like, some people will think, well, you were out 3 weeks, but like that wasn't a vacation.
Oh God, no! You were you were in pain and in misery.
No, I mean, my stomach is still sore. Like, I'm not fully recovered yet, but I need to like get away in the next few months for like at least a week.
Right.
And just, you know, enjoy, just be on a white sandy beach, Gulf Coast of Florida somewhere. I'll be happy.
Yeah. Well, everybody needs that every once in a while.
It's funny, though, because, like, people will still, like, it doesn't process in their head. Like, I can't lift a certain amount of weight of stuff, you know?
Oh, you still can't? You're not able to lift?
No. Uh-uh.
I gotcha. Huh. Can you tell? Can you feel that it's a little tiny bit windy now?
No, I can hear birds.
Birds, okay. Well, I actually have a good excuse for being outside today. Like, I've got stuff going on, and I'm in the outfield of one of my kids' baseball games doing the show. That's how much dedication I have to this.
What if a fly ball, like, comes your way? What are you going to do?
oh, I'll jump up and try to get it and everything like that. And I'd be like, what were you saying? What were you saying? Everything's good. So, right. You know, yeah.
Well, I mean, you're dedicated to the show, but don't think I'm not. I like to have a little bit of me time.
Oh, I never said that you weren't. I'm just that I'm doing the show at a baseball game right now. So,
right. I mean, I could have done a show at a cookout, but you know, people are talking. So,
yeah. Yeah. And then you couldn't like, you know, ignore your family that you never see. So, you know.
Yeah. So yesterday we went to the beach and hung out, me and my chick. And then she wanted to go somewhere with an ocean view. So we did that.
Mm.
And so I was like, can I stop by the toy store afterwards? She's like, yeah. So I'm like, all right.
The toy store.
I got some sweet deals on some toys. I told them about the pod. They had subscribed because they gave me their phones and I subscribed. And they said, they're going to tell people that come in to buy the wrestling stuff about our podcast.
Oh, really?
So it's called, the store is Extreme Toy Collectibles. This is the second time I gave them a shout out. Good. They give me some pretty good deals on stuff. So they send us listeners our way. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Extreme Toy Collectors. And what other toys do they have there besides wrestling toys?
They got G.I. Joe. They got they got old toys. They got old TV show toys. And they got like Mighty Morphin and horror movie stuff. And
oh, sure.
And like Rock Band stuff, like, you know, Kiss.
Kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I'm a Kiss fan. I like the toys when I was growing. I had them back in the day, but I guess I got to get like other shells for other shit that I want. I guess I don't know. It's becoming kind of like maybe an obsession. I don't know.
I mean, that's okay. I'm not a big toy collector. I don't have any. I have two Pops figures, and one I got from Trey. Gets it from you know. Remember we did that on the show one time. He sent me one.
Yeah.
I think that might be the only one I have. I don't remember, but I still have an unopened Michael Jordan from like the movie Space Jam. It was like a Space Jam thing.
Right.
And I still haven't opened that. I don't know if that's worth anything or not, but
I mean, look on the internet, it might be. I got some pretty good deals on those keychains too, so.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, they gave me a deal like $1 a keychain. I got like 3 keychains. I knew like you would like one of the two. So
yeah. Yeah, definitely. That'll be cool. I'm gonna wear them to work and out when I go out in town and stuff and pick up chicks.
Yeah, like so DX Army.
Yeah,
hey, baby. That's gonna get you a lot of chicks.
I'm in the DX Army.
What army? DX.
Yeah,
wear it like a dog tag. How about I get like a necklace around it?
Yeah. Like, yeah. I'm a degenerate, babe.
Yeah, like a medallion. I didn't even think of that. That's pretty good. Maybe you could do it like that.
Maybe. I remember when I was in high school, like I had like a DX license plate that said degenerate and I had it in my back window. I thought it was so cool.
Right. I was looking for NWO like keychain. They didn't have it. So
they didn't have any?
No. No. Nope.
Oh. Okay.
Anyway, I want to stick with just like strictly wrestling figs, but I don't know, man.
Well, you got that Steiner Brothers one. That was really cool.
I got a pretty good deal on it too. I was like, let's make a deal. Let's make a deal, brother.
Let's make a deal. So
I see it in there every time. I'm like, drop price on it and I'll get it.
And they finally did.
They finally did. Very negotiable.
Right. Well, anything else going on? Sounds like you had quite the busy day yesterday and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, I had a good weekend. Still like just want to enjoy life better, man, you know.
Sure.
Like work wise, I got a whole new crew. I'm pretty hopeful about that crew. Things are looking on the up and up. You know, I just got to pass follow ups and whatnot. So,
well, good deal. All right. So, let's move on past the shoot the shit segment of the show and let's go on to our patented NFL talk. You're excited for the NFL season, training camps, and everything like that coming up, right?
I just wanted to hurry up and get here.
Right. You're excited for Andy Dalton to get here?
I'm just – no, because, like, some people like baseball, you know, and
– some people are obsessed with baseball.
Yeah, like, I'm not that guy. So, there's really – right now, I'm just kind of watching NBA playoffs.
Yeah.
Watching wrestling. And that's about it. So, once playoffs are over with, it's just baseball.
I'm not even watching the NBA playoffs. Like, I don't even know what the hell is going on.
I usually watch it like after Dynamite goes off. There's a game on, like,
yeah,
almost the same time. So I just switch over and watch it. I'm rooting for the Suns.
The Suns?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm rooting for the Suns to win.
It was like weird. It was a weird time in my life. Like I'm a Bulls fan. Like I'm wearing a Bulls shirt right now, actually, and it was after Michael Jordan retired, and my mom started buying me Phoenix Suns stuff. Like, she went to Arizona for work one time, and she brought me back some Phoenix Suns stuff. I'm like, oh, okay. But I kind of felt weird, but I wore it, and then I just kept getting Phoenix Suns stuff all the time, and I didn't have any like. I didn't like them, but I just was like sporting their gear. Like I had never been able to do that before that.
Don't you hate it when like you think some of your family knows you and then Christmas time rolls around and they get you like a Knicks shirt?
A Knicks shirt, right.
Or like a Green Bay Packers shirt or something.
Yeah, like one time my grandma brought me back, was at a garage sale, and she brought back like a Miami Dolphins like hooded sweatshirt for me. I'm like, I ain't wearing this shit. Like, yeah. Hell no. Like, I'll wear a Phoenix Suns stuff, but I will not wear another football team.
I always made it strictly known, like, get me either, you know, UNC stuff, or if you happen to find any Bears stuff, then buy, you know, get that. But like, I would freak out when someone got me some Bears stuff because it was so hard to come by around here.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that was pre like Amazon and stuff like that, and you had to maybe order it from JCPenney.
Yeah, well, you had to go to the mall, you know.
Yeah, right. So, anyway, so there's just a little bit of an issue with some of this Justin Fields talk, and I want him to be like the greatest quarterback in the history of ever. Okay, but we have to table this kind of cockiness with him right now because. There's some NFL fan bases that are a little upset that they didn't draft Justin Fields, understandably so. And they're like comparing it to like the Watson Mahomes thing. It's like, we need to pump the brakes on this. Okay. Because he looks great on the surface. Like, you know, like everything looks kosher. He's going to be great, but we don't know yet. All right. And it's just like, and here we are as Bears fans getting excited about another quarterback. We've got to calm down about this. Like, I really do have PTSD from Cade McNown, Rex Grossman, Mitch Trubisky. I'm sure I'm missing a high round draft pick in there somewhere in there.
You got to throw in Jay Cutler too.
No.
Yeah. He was a disappointment. So, throw him in there.
Well, we didn't win the Super Bowl with him, but there were some games he was. I don't know.
He
led the league
in turnovers, man. Come on.
No, not Cutler. He's way too handsome to be on that list. But anyway,
you're gonna buy his expensive meats, $300 for like, you know, 4 steaks and 6 burgers.
Look, I love Jay Cutler, but no, that shit ain't happening.
Pretty pricey. Pretty pricey.
Yeah. I'm sure some Bears fans will, but probably Karen, sleep expert, she probably will. Don't you think like. I just don't want this to be a big giant egg on our face, you know, like, you thought he was going to be freaking Mahomes and he's not even Henry Burris, for God's sakes.
Right. Well, other fan bases aren't comparing. We're telling other fan bases that's going to be like Mahomes and Watson or whatever. Like,
we need to shut up is what needs to happen.
And a lot of teams passed on him. So, I mean, on the surface, it looks great. I want him to be great. Who doesn't, you know? But
right.
You got to play the game and see what – I mean, I'm pretty confident he's going to be a solid quarterback.
I mean, I hope so. But like I said, I got PTSD from those quarterbacks I just mentioned.
He can't stink it up no worse than Cutler having like 28 picks in a season. So,
he had 26 picks and 28 touchdowns.
Yeah, okay. All right. So
more touchdowns than picks.
He led the league in interceptions. That was his first year with the Bears, too, man. I was just like, I was so excited to see him play exhibition. It was against like Buffalo. He threw like 4 picks, like right off the bat.
No.
Yeah, in an exhibition game, he threw like 3 or 4 picks. I'm like, this is what I got to get excited over.
I'm gonna have to do some research on that. I don't know
that's the San Fran game, he what, threw five picks? It was just
The San Fran game was so goddamn awful. And we still had a chance to win that game, even though he threw five picks.
Oh, it was so bad.
Like, yeah, oh my God. I hate it. Oh, God. That was his worst game as a Bear, I'm pretty sure.
That was Green Bay games were pretty bad, too.
Yeah, but he never threw five picks. I think he threw four picks against Green Bay. But speaking of Green Bay, has anything been happening there? I haven't really heard anything out of the old Green Bay camp about Rodgers.
I don't know. He wants to get traded, so.
Yeah.
We don't know if they're going to trade him or not.
Yeah. So
if they're going to trade him, there's a couple Packer fans I know, like, personally, and they're absolutely fed up with his crap. They want to move him and get picks. They're like, screw it. He's like, he'll be 37, right? Or he's 37 now.
Right.
Or is he 37 now?
I think he's 37 now, yeah. Right,
37 now, move him and get a ton of picks, and then start the rebuild with those picks. So
I wonder what he would, like, what you could get for him.
It would be a haul.
Yeah. I mean, you think it'd be a first rounder would be involved, definitely, right?
It'd be like a couple of first rounders. I mean, there's only one team that makes the most sense is Denver.
Right. Right.
Anybody else, I don't know about what other teams have been rumored. I guess the rumors kind of went away, but
did you hear what Tom Brady said about they're sticking with that? I think he said mother effer. I think.
Yeah.
And people were like, whew, I'm glad. And he was talking about the 49ers and Garoppolo, you know, and it was like, and people were like, well, he wasn't talking about Mitch, thank God. But like, why do you care if he was talking about Mitch? Like, if he said that about Mitch, then I would completely understand, you know?
He said that about Garoppolo or he said that about Tannehill?
No, because he said it about the 49ers.
Okay.
Yeah. So
we did make a play for him to the very end. He just didn't want to play in the cold weather, basically.
I remember him. It was like he was thinking about it or something like that.
I still don't know how the hell we beat them in a regular season. That was just a horrible game.
Nick Foles just has that dude's number. He can't beat anybody else, but he can beat Tom Brady.
That was crazy.
Oh, and Matt Ryan.
And Matt Ryan.
Yeah, right. So I don't know. I haven't heard really many else NFL news. You got anything? Anything
no,
else?
No. Anyway. I wanted to hurry up and get here. That's all.
Yeah, right. Okay, so we've been talking about that WWE, like, Hidden Treasures show that Triple H and Stephanie McMahon host. And did you watch this Ric Flair?
Yeah, I did.
This was a really good one. This was, like, my mouth dropped a few times with some of the things that the collectors turned down. And this was like this is what an actual collector does, because these guys weren't just like, yeah, I'm just going to give this to you and I'm just going to sell it. Like, these guys were just like flat out, no, I'm not selling this. And some of the sellers on there, it seemed kind of hokey, you know, like, I've got this thing, it's a cherished thing. And then WWE comes around like, I'll $1,000 for it. And they're like, okay, like, what? So,
right.
So it was funny. I guess Flair was very famous for leaving his stuff, his robes, just in random places. And, you know, Flair's got a legacy of a trail of women that probably has his robes, you know, scattered around the country.
He left that robe in a hotel in Johnson City, Tennessee. That's what happened. He got drunk. He got wasted. Had some girls in the room and just completely forgot about it.
And then they go. Mm-hmm.
Somebody scooped it up, you know, whether it was like room service or maid service or the bus boy. The luggage boy, the bellhop. Somebody scooped up that robe.
Oh yeah, hell yeah, they did. Oh, and they found that robe, didn't they? Was it the black robe or was it?
It was the black butterfly robe. They found it.
Yeah, they found it, and they went to the guy's house, and they offered him, like, what, $70,000?
No, they didn't. Did they go to his house? He had a mediator, and he kept changing the deal.
Okay, because I remember them at a house. I don't know if it was for, like, older robe. Or
he was what? He was that little Nate, Charles Robinson's house.
Okay, so then the one I'm talking about that they offered him that much money for was, like, I think it was his first
what he wore to like the first Starrcade, when, because Starrcade was NWA at first, right? It wasn't a WCW creation.
Yeah, it was NWA.
Okay, I think it was his first appearance at the very first Starrcade.
You talking about the jungle robe?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
That's the one that Little Nate had.
Oh, okay.
He had the Little Nate. He had the jungle robe. The most sought after one was the black butterfly robe.
The black butterfly robe.
The one that he lost. And
okay,
guy had bought it off eBay, and they contacted him. He had a mediator, and at first he didn't want to sell it. Then he kept renegotiating the deal after they met the criteria of the deal. Mm-hmm. He kept changing the deal over right. and over.
And
it was crazy because he was going to do like part ownership of the robe or some crap.
Oh, God.
And they were going to give him his own robe, the jungle robe. They're going to give him boots and just everything plus 50,000 or some crap.
Jeez.
Or so 60,000.
Oh, yeah, right.
It's like, geez, man. Like,
take the damn deal.
That's just getting, that's just being greedy, I do believe.
Well, yeah, but it was weird because like it, the show, like the guy that's in charge of the archives or whatever, and what a job that guy has. Like that'd be such a cool job. Yeah. Like he goes, oh my God, look at this. And he's like, it's on eBay. And like, well, did you bid for it? Like, why is some random dude outbidding WWE for this? It's like, this company's got an endless amount of money. Why are you being outbid? You know, like, you ever think about that? Like, why did they let this guy outbid him?
I think it was going down within the seconds that they found out about it or something.
Oh, okay. I didn't catch that part.
I think it had like a couple of days left out of the auction. I think it was like it was going down like right when they found out.
Yeah. Okay. So, Ric Flair. The Ric Flair show was that was a good one. Was there no Dark Side of the Ring?
No.
What happened? Is it done?
No, they're taking a break for the. It's like a halfway point of the season.
Okay. All right, it's kind of like The Walking Dead. They would take like they would have two shows, and then they'd have a mid-season break, and then 6 weeks. Break.
Kind of like South Park does that too, but
yeah, it's so bad. And then they'd have like another three episodes, and then it's like the end of the series. Is like what the hell?
Yeah. Speaking of which, we're on episode 9, so
of this season.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh man, you remember what happened at the end of the last season?
Oh, God. Yeah. How are we going to top that?
We're going to get married.
Yeah.
Billy and Chuck. Remember that?
Yeah. Horrible movie.
No. Billy and Chuck on WWE, they were getting married. Eric Bischoff married him in costume.
I thought you were talking about a Kevin James ass.
No, and God, no. That's a horrible movie.
I don't remember that part. I think I kind of tuned out.
I was probably in and out, but yeah, but you know what I watched this morning? It was before I was just kind of waking up. I usually turn on The Office or WWE Network. I watched it was like top like 20 Intercontinental Championship matches, and I was midway through there was an Edge Randy Orton match that was from 2004, which is really good. And you know what the very next match they played was? You want to know? It was Macho Man Steamboat Dragon. And I was like, I hadn't watched that match in a long time. I was like, oh, my God, it was so good.
The WrestleMania match?
The WrestleMania 3 match. And during it, Jesse Ventura was like, this is the greatest match I have ever seen. And I was like, yep, like it is still being talked about today.
Well, don't you remember on the biography of Macho Man, where they're talking about that Steamboat and Macho's idea was to steal the whole show?
Well, they did it,
and then Hogan didn't believe it. I don't believe they were trying to intentionally steal the show. And then Steamboat's like, "Yeah, we were intentionally trying to steal the show."
Oh, that was just so great. Is George the Animal Steele still alive?
Man, I'm not sure.
I don't know either, but I remember him like creeping me out when I was a kid.
I met him when I was a kid. Like I met him when I was 12. When I met quite a few of them at a house show.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, it was crazy because you know he would. You know, bite the stuffing out of the turnbuckle and whatnot, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I always wondered what happened. So it would take the referees or whatever like 20 minutes to replace that turnbuckle for like the next match.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So something that I haven't seen and I've been dying to see, I've heard a little bit about it, was the China documentary.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you have seen it. I know a little bit about it, but it's just like this is the most tragic story, like maybe in the history of pro wrestling. I don't know. I mean,
well, it's like they chewed her up and spit her out, right? They used her up and spit her out. That's basically what they do to a lot of them, you know?
Right.
It's just that she really couldn't handle it the way they did.
Mm-hmm. You know,
it really kind of like got to her core.
And she wanted like Stone Cold Steve Austin money, didn't she?
Yeah, she wanted a pretty good payday.
I mean, she was a big star, don't get me wrong, but come on, honey. You know you're not on that level.
It's crazy how when your boys started dating Stephanie, they just all just kind of turned their back on her.
I think she went nuts after that. Like
she might have went nuts, but then like X-Pac's hanging around, I was like, hey, I got some meth, what's up, you know?
Yeah, X-Pac was not good for her.
Yeah.
Did you ever see their porn?
Like a couple of seconds.
Yeah, I think I did too. I have no interest in seeing X-Pac.
Yeah, I'm not trying to. I mean, I'm on the rope about X-Pac. Okay.
Okay.
Like, he seems, he's dirtbaggish, or he was. Maybe I think he's cleaned up now.
I think he is. Yeah.
But I wasn't crazy about him being, you know, in-ring performer or whatever.
I think a lot of people agree with you, because I remember like when he was wrestling, like there'd be signs in the stadium saying Vince, please fire X-Pac.
Well, like, he started out as the 1-2-3 kid, and right. I remember some of those matches he had. He was kind of like a fan in the stands that got called out or something.
Oh, okay.
You know, I do remember that, and
yeah,
I just couldn't at the time. I'm like, well. I guess that's this guy. He calls himself X-Pac or, you know, whatever. But
well, yeah, 1-2-3 kid. And then he was the sixth member of the NWO. I thought it was cool when he came back to WWE, because that was like one of the first ones that started to come back from, you know, the WCW Nitro stuff. Like we had all these defections from WWE, and then he was about the first one to come back.
Yeah, all WWE did back then was sign WCW guys.
What do you mean?
That's just all they did. That was mainly a lot of stars were coming from WCW back then.
Well, the biggest star, Stone Cold Steve Austin, was legit fired.
He was fired? I thought he just quit.
No, he was fired.
Oh, you're talking about WCW. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then Triple H wanted to come to WWE.
Well, no, Shawn Michaels was trying to make the jump to WCW back then.
He was?
Do you remember that? He was close.
No.
He was close to signing.
I did not know that. To join Hall and Nash?
Yeah. So like I probably would have turned the channel and not watched wrestling forever.
That would have been weird.
I know, wouldn't it?
It was weird seeing him like when the horrible version of the NWO and WWE, like when he had the NWO shirt on. That was just like a surreal thing to see. I don't know. Oh, why didn't the NWO work in WWE? Like, why? It just felt different.
I mean, there's lots of reasons why it felt different. Number one is Vince McMahon is going to feel different.
It was cool. Like, do you remember like when he was like, he turned his chair and on the back of his chair it said the NWO?
Yeah.
Oh man, that was so awesome. And just like seeing them in WWE was so cool, but it was just like, it just sucked. Like, I don't know if, like, I mean, Scott Hall was at, I mean, he was not in a good way. I don't think Nash gave a shit. Hogan did. He wanted that to work. Hogan had that. He had a great WrestleMania match after that anyway.
But, well, those guys, they had guaranteed money after, you know, WCW got bought out. So they didn't have to immediately go to work.
Right.
They were just chilling, collecting a check. So.
Well, that was the problem with the invasion angle. They had all the top stars had all this. You know, they had this guaranteed money and they didn't have to come. And so all the WWE got was, you know, not even Conan, Buff Bagwell and like Mike Awesome and stuff like that. It's like,
yeah, I know. I mean, like, if you're in that spot, what are you going to do? You're going to, you know, sit at home, collect a big fat check.
Booker T had a guaranteed money and he decided to go to WWE, bet on himself. I think he made a pretty good decision there.
Yeah.
Yep. So anyway, so,
The China doc, we got off course, but, it's 2 hours long. It's on Vice. It's not a Dark Side documentary. It's just a Vice documentary.
Okay. And like the filmers or the producers of that show, they started sleeping with her, didn't they?
There was one guy doing drugs with her, man.
Yeah, he was like doing meth with her. It was like the producer of the show.
Yeah, he I think he saw her last.
Yeah.
The night before or something. And she died that morning or something.
Yeah, and he brought a camera crew with because they hadn't heard from China or whatever in a while, and he knew what was going on.
Yeah, he did. He didn't even shed a tear or anything. It's kind of,
it's awful.
That is bad. Pretty bad stuff.
Really sad story about China. Like, I don't know. I had a couple of her Playboys.
So was it worth it?
Well, I mean, she did have a nice ass.
Oh, okay. All right.
I mean, after like four or five boob surgeries, her boobs actually looked pretty good.
Yeah, because she had no. What I didn't know is that she went to like Japan, and she wrestled Chono, which was pretty cool.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I gotta go back and watch that whole match. Like, she was beating the shit out of Chono. I mean, Chono won, but like after. The match, it was like a post-match, like, you know, conference or whatever.
Yeah.
And she said, Chono might have won the match, but I beat the shit out of him in that ring. And which is true. She kind of did.
She did, huh?
And he was like, you know, he was speaking Japanese, but his subtitles was like, yeah, she hits stronger than a man.
Did they talk about that famous porno that she did, like
with wrestlers,
yeah, and like that kind of were similar to WWE guys, like John Cena.
I didn't know they were similar, but it was one about the wrestling. They didn't dive into that because, you know, it's a different kind of worm.
I'm not one to advocate watching porn, but it's quite the watch. Just right. she's being you know, body slammed into another guy's dick, or, you know, she's being power bombed while, you know, she's sucking a dick. And it's just like, wow. You know, there's like eight or nine guys in there. It's like, holy shit.
Yeah.
I was like, damn.
That's what they do in porno.
I know, but. Ugh.
But see, look. You're talking about that. We got to bleep you out, okay?
Wait, no. You mother.
Censored.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We got right to censor over there. Okay, so China documentary, sad, but worth a watch.
I mean, I think all these documentaries are. I'm watching more documentaries about wrestling than I'm actually watching wrestling these days. So
they're so good. Like, they're so good. The documentaries.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're actually, and I've kind of like, you know, when my collecting or whatnot, I don't really collect anything currently WWE, but if it's old WWF or WCW, then I'm all about it. I'll buy it in an instant.
Yeah. Right. No, that's cool.
I don't see myself buying like a Seth Rollins fig and being excited about it. So,
you don't have a Seth Rollins fig?
No, I don't think so.
I never talked about like just being on the road, stopped on a stoplight, and like turn my head and be like, "Oh, there's Becky Lynch and Seth Rollins."
Right? You tweeted a picture and somebody was crawling down your shit, talking about giving privacy.
Oh, yeah, I know. I was like, "Well, first off, my daughter took that picture, and you can't even see Seth, but you can see." Becky Lynch, but yeah, I don't know. That was just so surreal. Just like, oh, there's two huge stars next to me.
That's the only person you want to see is Becky.
Shit. She looked good.
She's looking phenomenal from the pictures I've seen.
Yeah.
For her making her comeback. So
yeah. I heard she is coming back soon too.
Yeah, well, she just re-signed like a deal or something. So
Right. Oh, yeah. Speaking of signed a deal, they had more releases. But no really huge stars, really. Breezango, you know, Tyler Breeze and Breezango released. That was about it.
And a writer?
Yeah, that didn't even know who Bobby Lashley was.
Well, she didn't know anything about wrestling, so
that's so weird. Like what are their hiring practices on?
You can tell these writers don't know anything about wrestling.
Well, that one sure as hell didn't.
You can tell just by some of the shows that goes down. You can tell shit about it.
It's just like, how do you not know, like, a little bit about what's going on to the company that you're applying for a job for? And how do you get a job? Like, they have to, I would assume they'll have to come up with, like, some kind of storyline to get hired, you know? And, like, what did she come up with?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, see, it's like, what the hell? Like,
we have to have her on the show and ask her.
Yeah, that's why she got fired. She went on a podcast and started spilling the tea.
Said she didn't know.
She said she didn't know who Bobby Lashley was, and she kind of knew about the Hurt business, but yeah. Weird stuff.
Right, so here, yeah, especially speaking of Bobby Lashley, whatever. I was I got an app on my TV. It's called like Redbox app or something.
Uh-huh.
And you can watch live TV. So I turned on the sports and there was a channel with TNA Impact from like 2012, 2011.
Uh-huh.
They had all these WWE guys that, you know, apparently they all got poached from Vince and from TNA. It was like Bobby Lashley, Drew McIntyre, Bobby Roode.
Well, Bobby Lashley and Drew McIntyre had already had a stint in WWE.
Did McIntyre have a stint in there, though? He looked really thin.
No, he did have a stint, and then he was released, and then he went to TNA and did the indie stuff.
Yeah, Samoa Joe.
Yeah, Samoa Joe. Hey, and they signed Samoa Joe back.
Yeah, they signed him back. But
I was glad to see that.
I was watching some pay-per-view they were showing from Impact. It was like 2011 or 2012.
Yeah.
Just casually just had it on, and I was just like, geez, look at all these. They look so young.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Like, you see, like you're not kidding. Like, Drew McIntyre was, like, a skinny dude. I mean, he was in shape. He had, you know, a little muscle to him, but nothing like he is now.
No,
like,
Drew McIntyre, shit. He looked like a baby.
Yeah.
He was very, very baby face.
Yeah, he has grown. His muscles have grown. So, anyway. So I think like Tony Nese got released, just like some 205 guys. I think feel bad for him, but they weren't doing anything with him. And you can't say, you know, Vince is hoarding wrestlers, don't get blah blah blah, and they're not doing anything. And then when he actually does release them, don't be mad at him, because that's what you wanted, right?
Look, they're trimming a lot of fat.
They're a lot. Yeah,
what,
I know.
What is it for? That'll be a reason.
Well, I wished I knew, buddy.
Is it to pay Cena and Brock Lesnar to get all these guys to come back?
For
a pay-per-view?
I can't believe they'd have to release all these wrestlers, you know, for something like that. But
well, they really weren't doing anything.
No, they weren't. So, you know, let them go. And that's what they're doing. So.
Well, maybe they can, you know, be fishermen's and truck drivers and just drop off the face of the earth, so, you know, wrestling fans don't freak out if they sign somewhere else.
Yeah, I would prefer that.
Yeah, you just want them off your TV, period, once they're with WWE.
That's right. That's right.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So, WWE Hell in a Cell was last Sunday. Did you watch it?
We're going to have to take a break coming up, bro.
Oh, that's right. Right. We got commercial breaks coming up. Hey, and we have a new commercial break that I'm going to be a live commercial break after we're done with the pre-recorded ones. Right. So I'm pretty excited for it.
I mean, do you want to do it before or after?
Let's do it after, so we get that break in the show, so our so we don't start talking in front of each other.
Okay.
Sounds good, buddy.
Okay.
We'll be back.
Summer's here, so that means it's time for beach trips, grilling out, and fun in the sun, all while enjoying a cold, crisp Huggins Hard Seltzer. Huggins Hard Seltzer has 0 calories, which means that you can be a dick to people and not gain weight. 0 carbs and 0 taste, but a revoked man card. So try one today, Huggins Hard Seltzer. You moan when you drink it. Do you ever often wonder how come there's not enough videos of people eating corn seductively and erotically? But look no further, I had the place just for you. Cornhub.com. Yes, Cornhub.com. View our hundreds of videos of people eating corn front ways, sideways, from the back, front and back. And also view through our categories, such as hardcore corn, softcore corn, girl-on-girl corn, stepmom corn, and Asian corn. What are you waiting for? Hurry now. It's getting corny up in here.
Hey, yo, Paisan. There's a new pizza place in town. I'm here to tell you all about it, okay? It's called Goodfellas Pizzeria. It's former mob bosses that went on straight and narrow, and they got nothing else to do. So they want to make pies for you and your families. But don't come in here and give us no, because we'll give you a right back at you, okay? Don't come in here and give us no mother attitude, okay? You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. You don't want to come in and give us no mother attitude, okay? And don't come in here ordering pineapple on a mother pie, okay? My mother didn't come from the god old country to have some pencil neck geek order pineapple on a mother pie. Don't go on the internet giving us bad reviews either. We will find you and we will break your mother head, okay? We will take you in the alley and break your mother head. All right, enjoy the pies there. Goodfellas. You.
Yes.
Okay, well, there is a new member of OnlyFans, and it is one of the hottest OnlyFans on the planet today. It is Mariana Z. She's a friend of the she's a good friend of the show, and she just started an OnlyFans, and let me tell you something. It's wow. Like, if you know, you just heard some, I think you might have played a commercial for erectile dysfunction. Well, you know what? Unfortunately for the erectile dysfunction company, if they look at the OnlyFans of Mariana Z, the erectile dysfunction will no longer be a problem. All right? You hear what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying, J-Rock?
Yeah. Look, I'll take your word for it because I can't subscribe to any of that stuff. So
yeah. So, so
or I'll get murdered.
Mariana sent me a sneak peek. Now, and nothing nude. She didn't send me nudes, so anything like that, but all tastefully done and everything all like strategically placed, you know, and like she's laying down on a bed and she's got this like sexy like purple lingerie on, and it's just like she's got curves for days, by the way. Like her boobs are like enormous and stuff, and like great body, and Then there was a sneak peek of her kind of bent over in the doggy style position with a thong on. It's like, oh my gosh. So guys, it's only $5 a month. And apparently she shows everything, shower scenes, everything. So it's $5 a month. Interact with her. Tell her how hot she looks. Tell her that the Mega Power Hour sent you. You will not regret it. How'd that go? How was that?
I thought you were going to say you will not get a discount.
No, probably not. But anyway, but yeah, go check that out.
Look, join her OnlyFans and hashtag the word Mega Hour and you will get a nice little discount.
Right. Well, and then maybe she'll send me more pictures. You never know. For me to promote the show more. You know, I can't just be talking about the same 2 pictures every show.
You know what I mean? So I'll let you handle that department, okay?
Don't worry. It's all mine. I won't let you handle that, J-Rock.
Good.
You said good. Yeah, I know. So
I like living. I like being alive. So
yeah, I get you. Okay. So my kid's team just got beat. Like they just got 15 runs. So the game is over. So if there's a little more noise around me, that's why.
Well, you know, you can't be around a bunch of kids talking about sex. So wrap it up.
It's done. I'm done with the commercial.
Okay.
Okay. So what's on the next on the docket? We had WWE Hell in a Cell. So they had Rey Mysterio against SmackDown Hell in a Cell. I thought that was kind of what it was like a ratings grab or I'm not sure why they did that.
Like you said. Yeah.
I don't know. And then the story like the Bobby Lashley is huge. He's kind of cool, but I just don't care about him being a WWE champion. I think he's kind of boring, to be honest with you. I don't know why. I just do.
I mean, usually most like big guys, muscular guys like that are kind of this old style, you know?
Yeah, and
it's like old school.
And Drew McIntyre getting shot after shot after shot. It's like, okay, like let's get him out of the title picture for a little bit. And bring him back in eventually, because God knows.
What are you gonna do with Drew in the meantime, though? So, you know,
anyway. Did you get to see it?
I did not watch Hell in a Cell.
Okay,
I watched a little bit of SmackDown.
Oh, okay. What did you think of the Mysterio Roman Reigns then? Did you see it?
I mean, I think it's SmackDown is a one man show basically.
It's all
about Roman.
Well, I mean, he's the champion.
I know he's the champion, but and then they do the same storyline with the other Uso brother. And then they're doing kind of a storyline that Seth did with Ray and his son with Roman now, basically.
Well, yeah, but it's just like that's just Roman showing his dominance, furthering his character, you know.
Yeah, but he don't need a match with Ray.
Sure, that never happened before. Roman never happened before. And speaking of Friday SmackDown, you know who came back?
Edge
came back. Yeah, and it was the first time like Roman kind of seemed like a little concerned about who his opponent will be. So they're going to face each other at Money in the Bank. But again, I can't see Roman winning or losing that. I think it's going to happen. I think Seth Rollins is going to interfere somehow. And then that'll set up the Seth Rollins edge at SummerSlam.
I was about to say, you think Rollins is going to beat Roman down the line eventually?
I mean, he's beaten him before, but
That was kind of sneaky, though. So,
I just cannot think of who will beat Roman Reigns unless it's like John Cena or Brock Lesnar. You know.
But then they're part timers, basically. They come and go whenever the money is flashing. So, I don't know. I mean, SmackDown is a good show. It gets kind of repetitive for me. It's the same stuff, but it's like a million times better than Raw. So.
Well, I mean, I know I've said over and over again, the problem with Raw is that it's too damn long.
I'd rather get shot in the head than watch Raw, bro.
Well, I think that's a little extreme, maybe.
No, it's just so bad. But like SmackDown, like you said before, you can't even tell these two shows and companies are related by the shows, right?
Yeah.
SmackDown's so much better.
Well, they got a lot of the stars are on. I mean, who's the biggest star on Raw right now?
Well, they're having a redraft, right? Apparently for the
pretty soon.
Time.
Yeah, I mean, you know who needs to come back is the Fiend. That would help Raw.
You know what? Though? I think it's so funny how they do the draft like the NFL draft. You know what I mean?
Uh huh.
It's not even close to the same shit.
It's not even close.
Not even close. Not even close. Wow.
I haven't said that in a while.
Yeah, God. It's so funny. Like, they got these people in the war room, right?
Right.
Delegating of what, who to draft at the next pick, what wrestler.
Yeah, I think that's cool.
That's corny, man.
No, it's not corny. That's just like that's SmackDown's execs wanting their guy and Raw's. Like,
that's corny because we all know their profiles. We've all seen their work, basically. It's not brain surgery.
Right, but they don't like what if SmackDown really wanted AJ Styles back and they're really hoping that the next pick that Raw doesn't pick AJ Styles and then they get
well,
their man
AJ
Styles.
If they really want to make it like a draft, then you got to be able to trade. Do they do trades?
Yeah, they do trades.
Well, what do they give up in a trade?
Oh, they give up, you know, just like comparable stuff.
Like what? They should give up the rights to like NXT, wrestlers or something.
Rights to NXT wrestlers.
You know, like a baseball farm team, right?
Yeah. I don't know. But I don't know. I kind of like it. It's kind of entertaining.
I seen the one redraft, the last one they did. It just seemed like they hired actors to be like in the war room and stuff. I just thought it was,
yeah. Yeah, it was cool though.
If they have two people, it's set it up like the ESPN draft, you know?
Yeah.
Where there's like a panel.
Right.
Not like a room of actors that you've never seen before.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I get what you're saying. Like, that maybe they don't need to do that, but, you know, I'm just like, oh, cool. Fox is super excited to get Roman Reigns, and USA is super excited to get AJ Styles. Like, it was just kind of like, oh, that's cool.
Well, they need to change up Raw bad. Good God.
Well, it's just that third hour. Like, you know that if they got rid of that third hour, the show wouldn't be bad.
Maybe.
Yeah. So,
the Hell in a Cell.
Yeah. McIntyre lost again. Rhea Ripley and Charlotte went at it. And I just can't stand Rhea Ripley. Like, she's so bad. And, like, she's so visually not pleasing to me either. It's like Charlotte and Rhea Ripley have no chemistry at all.
Like, that's pretty bad to not have any kind of chemistry with Charlotte.
Right. That's why I don't think she's any good. I don't think Rhea's any good at all.
I'm like, not going to comment on that because I haven't seen enough matches for Rhea to make that.
Yeah, I guess so. But it's just, I've seen a few, like when she was feuding with Asuka for a while before she had the belt, like, I didn't think she was any good with Asuka either. And now I was like,
Asuka wasn't that great. But
no, and now the Charlotte matches aren't that great. And then it ended in like a DQ or a count out or something like that. So she still has the belt. I'm just like, ugh, just give it to Charlotte already. You know it's going to happen. Just do it.
Yeah, unless Becky comes back.
Yeah, that's true. And then they had Seth Rollins and Cesaro go at it.
And then what about the Alexa Bliss and Shayna Baszler?
Yes. I'm trying to – what the heck happened in that match? There's been a lot of bottles of wine in between.
You can't forget that because she had special powers to defeat Shayna Baszler.
Well, she did win. Alexa Bliss did win.
Yeah, she did. She did win, yeah.
Yeah, she did. She did some kind of special powers. I don't remember. Her crawl that she has. Do you like that crawl?
I haven't watched that gimmick enough to see any kind of crawl.
It's creepy. Like, she's doing a good job at it. Like, it's a creepy little crawl.
It's not for me. So. Especially beating Shayna Baszler, a badass MMA, you know, training.
Well, she can't.
She's 4'11". Well, weighs 87 pounds.
Yeah, but obviously you're underestimating the powers that Alexa Bliss has attained now from the Fiend, so you're not putting that into the equation.
That shouldn't be an equation. That's just ridiculous.
Okay, Mr. Fan of the wrestling zombie in AEW.
She's not a hardcore main event person. She's on, like, Dark. She's not even doing Dynamite matches. So it's not even the same stratosphere.
Basically. Oh, it's the same.
And this is Alexa's like third or fourth gimmick. right?
No, she had like a she had like a cheerleader like gimmick.
Third or fourth, it's like her third gimmick, man.
She had a cheerleader gimmick in NXT, but after that, she's pretty much the same.
She doesn't need, like I said, I've said it many times, she don't need this fucking gimmick. That's all I'm saying. She don't need it.
She likes the gimmick.
Well, of course. I mean, if you're fed that gimmick, you're going to have to like it. What are you going to say you don't like it? 5 years from now, when she's like not in the Federation and something happened or she's injured, she's going to say, yeah, it was shit. What do you expect me to do with it?
I mean, she said she's having fun with it. Okay, so we talked about WWE Hell in a Cell. Anyway, so, are you there, James?
Yeah.
All right, good deal.
So, what were your thoughts about the Hell in a Cell where McIntyre got tossed on the crash pads and then they moved the crash pads and then there was a hand underneath the mat that put broken pieces of table and
well,
the
like,
hand
you,
caught?
And like you sent me that, and you're like, ha ha ha, crash pad. I'm like, I literally didn't see a crash pad. I saw the hand, but I didn't see the crash pad.
He landed on a crash pad, and the hand underneath the mat took it, put it underneath the mat so you don't see it, and then put the piece of table back out.
Well,
I mean, it's not. You can put all that stuff in the equation together. Like it's all making sense. It's all there. I'm sorry that you didn't literally see a crash pad to know that he landed on a crash pad, but I mean,
well, the difference between WWE and AEW right there is that I didn't see the crash pad. Yes, I saw the hand, but AEW just had the camera on there the whole time and like, oh, there's a crash pad, and then oh, there's a hand bringing that out. I'm just supposed to ignore it. Like the camera would just be on it the whole time. WWE, at least I didn't see the crash pad.
I mean, we all saw the hand, and there was no outcry. There was no one constantly trying to put it on blast. We just kind of accept it because it's them and it's not the other company, which I think is kind of a double standard.
Oh, no. There was tons of
if that happened with AEW, you would tweet about that for 24 hours straight. Don't even lie. Don't even lie. You're kidding yourself if you say no.
No, I wouldn't, because I would understand.
And then there's Charlotte Flair's fake kicks that she wasn't even, I mean, was that on purpose?
No, that was on purpose because she was kind of like mimicking like, you know, like how she'll kick her ass and stuff like that. So that wasn't like a supposed to be a kick and then just totally missed her that bad. It did look weird though. I'll give you that. I didn't like the look of it, but it wasn't just like a missed thing.
Right. I just wanted to point that out because you won't point that out. You're just bypassing that like nothing ever happened. So, you know.
Well, if the hand wouldn't have been there, you would have never known.
But the hand was there. That's the whole point.
I know.
The camera caught the hand. That is the whole point of the whole thing.
And I'm not sure why they did that either. Like, what's it matter if he goes through a table? Like, what does that matter?
He didn't want to go through a table. That was the point.
I guess, but he's been through a table before, I'm sure. I can't think of when he was, but I'm sure he was.
They wanted to make it safer. So he did not land on the floor. He did not land on a table.
Huh.
Or else why would the hand push a piece of table back out underneath?
I know. I mean, I'm sure you're right. I'm not denying that you're right.
Right.
But it's just unfortunate that the hand was there or we would have never known.
Yeah, if the hand was there, you would never known. If the AEW used a different camera angle, you wouldn't have known it was crash pads all that much. It would have been blatant.
Well, that's right. But they just
blatantly
used
obvious
camera possible.
It wouldn't have been blatantly obvious. That's the whole point.
Right. All right, so enough about WWE. Enough. We've talked about them till we're blue in the face. What about the All Excuse Wrestling?
Do you watch any of it or no?
I saw some of it.
Of what?
I saw some of that hilarious Ultimate Fighting match between Wardlow and Jake Hager.
Okay, so that had spots that was good and bad in it. Like coming in, like getting coming into the ring, getting them like patted down and shit. That was pretty cool. And there was a couple like really good stiff shots that they hit each other with. And then it just went all like the crap after that.
Right. And it was not good. Jake Hager is just awful.
It was basically like wrestling moves in the ring, in the octagon ring.
I'm surprised they could have an octagon. I thought like UFC like owned the octagon ring. I didn't think they could use that.
I don't know. I mean, Bellator uses a ring like that, kind of.
They use an octagon like UFC does?
I think there's another, there's some other, you know, fighting league that has a ring similar to that.
Huh. Anyway, so I didn't watch last night's episode. I saw people tweeting about it, and it's like the same BS over and over again. Like, oh my God, this is the greatest thing ever. Oh God, what Tony Khan has done for wrestling is just
forgotten. It was the best Dynamite in like probably this past month. I'll give him credit on that.
Yeah.
Because it was an 8 o'clock, you know, show, which, you know, people can actually stay up to watch. And yeah, actually had a main event worth of crap.
What was the main event? Kenny Omega versus Jungle Boy?
Yeah.
Yeah, how was that?
I thought it was pretty good. Pretty good match. Like, it was a clean win.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah, I mean, like, nobody really cheated. The interference, they got thrown out. The ref threw him out or something. And so, like, the rumors are, like, Omega's, like, really hurt, and he's doing all this hurt, and he's probably going to drop the strap sometime and get some surgeries done or something.
What do you think of him having all these belts?
I mean, he's kind of earned it. I think like in 5 years, once like he drops these straps, like he'll be more appreciated with this run right here.
Maybe. I just don't know.
Like,
he's
not really being appreciated a whole bunch, and everyone's like, oh, he's so overrated and blah blah blah. Okay, well, you like your stuff and people like their stuff. You gotta appreciate what he's done. The last like couple of his matches have been pretty good. Like really, really good. Jungle Boy is good, like all his counters and stuff like that. And
yeah.
He can't really do a good promo right now, but he's really beloved by the fans.
Well, I just don't know, like, what is Kenny Omega having TNA, the Impact title, and what's he got, a AAA title? Like, what is that doing for those companies?
It's put more eyes on them.
I guess, but when does he go to AAA and wrestle, and what TV station is that on?
I mean, whenever he has time to do it. He's had that belt for a while, I do believe.
Yeah, I think he has.
I think Hangman's going to take it off of him is the feeling that I'm getting.
Hangman Page, not Christian?
Well, it's either, this is the thing, either him, there's three guys I got in this picture right now, which, you know, other ones could come up into the fold. Hangman, and then Christian, and then Andrade.
Oh, you think? I don't think they'll give it to Andrade.
Like I'm not sure. I don't know. I mean, they're making him, his promos, his vignettes have looked like they're gonna push him to the moon.
Well, he don't have promos. That's his problem.
Well, I said the vignette. It was like him putting his, you know, his cufflinks and his suit on and whatever.
He always wears like those tight, tight pants. Like I always see him in pictures of Charlotte. Like I feel like he would just wears the same pants all the time.
No, well, yeah. See, he didn't interfere in the match, but in the beginning he kind of came out there and Matt Sydal was walking out and like they were kind of like standing beside each other. Matt Sydal's like 160 pounds, right?
Right.
Andrade's head is so fucking big.
Right.
I just like, oh my God, look how big his head is. It's huge.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't even notice that, but like he was kind of side by side with Matt Sydal. I'm like, geez, man, this head's like bigger than Sydal's like upper body.
I'll have to take a look at that. I haven't really noticed.
Maybe it was the angle at they were at the ramp or whatever. It seemed like it was like his head's really, really big. And, like, I never really noticed that.
Right. Yeah, I'll have to look.
But, yes, those guys, I see Christian kind of getting in there, too. And Hangman's so over right now. he had a good match with Hobbs, Will Hobbs, last night.
Well, somebody's got to take it off Omega eventually. So, what about Moxley? What the heck is he doing? He's not really. He's kind of been doing nothing lately, hasn't he?
That's because his wife had a baby.
Oh, okay, so he's been taking some time off.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
That's what he's taking time off for a kid.
Okay. Because so I feel like he hasn't been on in a while.
It's been a few weeks. It's been a few weeks. I think, well, like I said, I want to see Andrade wrestle. I think his next guy is going to be Sydal. They kind of had a little beef. So I'll see that happen.
Okay. And then what about the little thing that happened after Dynamite with Eddie Kingston talking shit about WWE?
Did you cry?
Well, it just seemed kind of unnecessary. Like,
what? Everybody wants to cry about this. It was after the show. It wasn't even on the air. It was just people with their phones recording it.
AEW has it on their YouTube channel.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's on a YouTube channel.
Are we keeping you up?
Who?
You.
It's just, I'm so yawning over this because don't talk about, I want WWE to talk shit about AEW for 30 minutes. Straight on a show.
God.
That's what I want both people talking shit about each other because I love it. I love it.
Well, I mean, the thing that he said was like he didn't necessarily say anything bad about Vince McMahon. He was saying stuff about how the wrestlers in WWE like have no passion.
I think Eddie kind of talks too much, like honest. But you know, he get a mic in his hand, and he just kind of flows with it.
Yeah. I mean, that's like, why would you say that?
He's probably comparing locker rooms, like their passion isn't as great as their passion in the locker room for, you know, pro wrestling or whatever.
I mean, I would maybe buy that, but Kingston's never been in a WWE locker room.
He's been in the locker room, I think, as a, they want him to be a referee or something.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't know that. I knew they wanted lines. Thunder. I knew they wanted Thunder Rosa to be a referee. But.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't see a big deal about all that stuff. I won't, dude. You got people at work that probably talk shit about you. You know what I mean? What are you gonna do about it? You gonna fucking cry? Mm-hmm. Worry about yourself? No, they're still gonna talk shit. So just do whatever you do. You know?
It just like Triple H said. That the best female wrestlers in
not they
want to be here, and then everybody lost their goddamn mind over that.
And everybody's losing their mind over Eddie Kingston saying that too. So I think both sides need to go change their fucking diapers and grow up.
Well, I mean, it just doesn't seem necessary. And like AEW is not competing with Raw or SmackDown or even NXT anymore. It's just. They're not really competitors.
So did you know FS1 played SmackDown at 8:00 last night, right?
No, I did not.
Okay, well then there you go. So your whole they don't care about AEW shit is out the door. They put it on FS1 last night, Saturday night at 8:00 to counter program them to get a couple eyes on the SmackDown repeat.
Dude, no.
So
let's not play a game.
Let's not play the game where they're not worried about AEW. That if you're counter-programming, you're kind of are a little bit.
Is that going to be a new thing? Like, oh, the
might
beat the rerun of SmackDown on FS1. Is that going to be the thing now?
I think last time I was on FS1, it drew like 700,000. So maybe.
When I had like DirecTV, I didn't even have any clue what channel FS1 was on.
Yeah, they kind of program it. You know, people are like, well, they're not worried about AEW at all. But, I mean, they're kind of taking eyes. They want to take eyes off of it.
Well, I mean,
if they want to shoot promos against AEW, I don't give a shit. I'm not going to be up in arms crying about it on social media. I like this, though. That's the whole point. I don't.
You remember when AEW was first starting to be a thing? Like, WWE was just signing guys left and right, just like hoarding them, paying them ridiculous amounts of money and shit like that. And then they kind of saw like what it was. And they're like, oh, well, we can let these guys go. Like, they can go there, but, you know, they don't care. So WWE is not concerned with AEW at all, or they wouldn't have let anybody go.
There's not an at all thing into that process. They kind of are a little bit. Like I said, let them let AJ Styles go. They won't, because they're too chicken shit.
Well, would AEW release Kenny Omega?
I mean, possibly. I mean, there's going to be a time where some of those guys are going to jump ship to WWE, right?
I don't know. I heard that there's going to be nobody from AEW that's going to be signed from WWE.
I mean, there could be a couple. MJF, he's always wanted to go to WWE.
Where is that guy at? When is the last time he wrestled? Is he a wrestler anymore?
Yeah, he's a wrestler. This is why you need to watch some of the show, because you don't pay attention to Jack.
When was the last time MJF wrestled?
Clips on Twitter.
When was the last time MJF wrestled?
Months. They wrestled at the pay-per-view.
Who did he wrestle?
I think it was him and Jericho were doing. They had a little stampede match or whatever.
Oh, but that's been about it. It's like he hasn't really done anything.
Well, they won the Blood and Guts, and then they lost the Stampede match. And he's cutting promos every week on Dynamite.
Huh. Okay.
But yeah, I'm saying he could jump ship. There's a couple other guys that could go with WWE. And when that happens, are you going to be a fan? Are you going to be like, I don't give a shit about these guys? Or are you just going to be, what's your reaction going to be?
My reaction is going to be, I'm going to laugh at you, because you're going to be so pissed.
I won't be pissed. If they want to better themselves, I'm not going to be pissed off. At least it's like a job. The main thing is they still have a job. That's the main thing in the whole scheme of it.
There's
other companies out there that can employ them, and they don't have to go work on a dock or drive a truck or go fishing because Captain Hugs wasn't seeing them on another TV show or another promotion, because it upsets his feelings.
Right. Exactly. I don't have any. I don't have anything to say to that, because you're 100% right.
Well, no shit.
No shit, he says. Yeah.
I can see. I guess, like I said, I can see MJF and possibly maybe Hangman. You know, there's a group of guys that could, when their contracts expire, they could go over there. Who knows?
We'll see.
And they might make your shitty Raw show better.
I doubt it.
MJF could make Raw better, I think.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not really like, I've seen MJF and his stuff. Like, he's a snooty, heel. So it's just, how long is he gonna do that for? I don't know.
I don't think it's shtick. I think it's just him.
It might be.
Yeah, it possibly. Be. I think it's just him. But yeah. So the Dynamite last night was probably the best one I've seen the whole month, with the NBA playoffs kind of scattering, you know, shifting them to 10 o'clock. So,
well, what did you like the most about it?
The main event was pretty good.
Oh, okay.
And I like seeing Statlander wrestle. Mm-hmm.
Was Britt Baker on?
She had a promo.
Oh, okay. So do you think Statlander and Britt Baker will go at it for the title soon?
It's Nyla Rose and Britt Baker.
Oh, okay.
Nyla Rose wanting another title shot for at Britt. So,
hey, they put Vicky Guerrero with Andrade, didn't they?
Yeah, Andrade. God, man, it's like nails on a chalkboard. She has this thing where does she always say, "Excuse me"?
Yeah, that's her thing.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
It's like it makes your skin crawl.
That's her thing. She's been doing that for a while. But he needs Andrade, unfortunately, he needs a manager, because his English is awful.
His English is that bad?
Yeah. It's bad.
I guess him and Charlotte communicate with the language of love.
Yeah, they sure do. They're so in love.
They're such a good couple. Like I like seeing them, like, be happy and shit. It's just, it's pretty cool to see. I don't know.
They're just like living the life. Like, every time I see them, they're on a beach or on a yacht. It's like, damn.
They're on the beach. They're in Florida. So, like, what happens if, like, Charlotte jumps ship to AEW to, like, be by Andrade?
Oh, that will never happen.
then rule like the women's division.
That won't happen.
I'm just saying, what if it did?
What if kicks flew? I don't know.
But that just will not happen.
But what if it did? What if Charlotte's like tired of winning 20, if she wins 20 championships in WWE, what else is there to do? In the rest?
Well, I mean, if she goes to AEW, that'd be a huge get for AEW, and it would put a lot of eyes on AEWs. I mean, you know, and she would instantly be the number one contender for AEW's title, and she would win the AEW title. And yeah, like the first month she's there.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, yeah. like how many times has she been a champ? 12, 13?
Yeah, 13,
like really, 13. Really, really high. So, like, what else she got to do with that company?
I mean, she's going to break her dad's record in that company. That's for sure.
You think she will? I mean, it's possible. She's got a lot more years to go unless she gets knocked up.
Gets
sidelined from pregnancy or whatever. I'm surprised Andrade hasn't knocked her up already yet, you know?
Oh, you think they're doing that?
What?
The deed.
Do I think they're doing the deed?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're doing the deed.
Oh, I just kind of pictured Charlotte as being so pure. I wasn't sure.
I mean, she's posting naked pictures on the internet, man. I mean, I don't know. That's not really pure.
No, it's not. You're right. Anyway. Anything else going on with the AEW?
I thought Christian Cage was going to interfere with Jungle Boy and kind of like, you know, screw him over based on their little backstage little promo on Dynamite, but it didn't happen.
When is he going to challenge
a heel
for that title? Do you think he's going to be a heel?
So, after that match, Matt Hardy kind of interfered. And Christian kind of came in. Matt Hardy kind of came in and did something with Jungle Boy and his little crew of roughnecks. And then Christian came in. So I'm thinking it's going to be a tag team, like some Dynamite soon. It'll be like Omega Hardy versus Cage and Jungle Boy or something. That's the feeling I'm getting.
Gotcha. And speaking of AEW tag team, where's the Revival been? I've heard nothing from them.
They're in the Pinnacle.
So, I mean, are they tag team wrestling?
They're going to be going against Young Pride and Powerful. Yes, Santana Ortiz.
Are they the
Conan
AEW tag team champions?
Conan made an appearance.
Oh, is Tony Khan going to give Conan a YouTube show now?
I don't know. I'm surprised he didn't like try to plug his podcast.
I remember I got a DM from
listen
Conan.
Listen to my podcast, bro.
Yeah, listen to my podcast, and I'll give your podcast a shout out.
So he had an angle with Tully Blanchard, and then So you know, Tully manages FTR, part of the Pinnacle, and Conan was like, I guess I don't know if he's going to manage Santana Ortiz, but they need to make him the mouthpiece for Andrade and not Vicky.
Conan?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or that guy that used to manage Umaga. Remember that guy?
Who?
Remember Umaga? He's dead now.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Something Estrada. Like, he was cool. I thought that, like, he could be a good one, but God knows if he's even still around. But.
Right. He doesn't need Vicky. That's his bottom line. But, you know, can't wait to see him wrestle in the ring. And,
I think that's pretty much the consensus among AEW fans is that they're kind of like, they're excited Andrade's in AEW, but they're just kind of like, why with Vicky Guerrero, though? He's so much bigger than that. Am I right?
Possible he had a choice. Like, I don't know. But if Conan's available to, like, be a manager for those guys, for, like, Santana Ortiz and, like, Andrade, I would go with that angle. I would go with that instead of Vicky, obviously.
Right. Oh, well.
So there's a big tag team match with FTR and Santana Ortiz. They're building it up. So the Pinnacle are doing stuff, and they're doing build ups.
Got a phone call. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. So FTR is not challenging for the tag team titles.
Not currently.
Okay.
It's the Young Bucks. The Young Bucks are the champs. They're just so over his heels right now. People just hate them so much, or they love them so much.
So are they in a feud with anybody or what?
They're with Kenny as the Elite, and they're screwing with everybody.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, another thing I want to bring up just real quick. I know we're probably head towards the end of the show, but that AEW Botches Twitter page.
Yeah.
The thing is, like, there's WWE Botches Twitter pages. I don't know why this AEW one is getting so much shit. This page is doing
is literally just replaying in slow motion
what AEW is showing on their TV programs. So what is the problem?
I mean, I don't know what the problem is, but I mean, people want to troll everything, so there's a Botchamania website, and it's just all botches with WWE.
Right, I know. There is WWE botches, too, and I know there's
botches. Not like WWE doesn't botch. WWE botches also. It's just that more people right now that...
Sorry about that.
You're out on the road.
I know. This has been a jacked up show.
It's been a jacked up show. It's all my fault.
Anyway, we got
anything else?
Oh, that's it.
Anything else going on?
That's it. Well, you know what? This was kind of a
janky put together show, but you know, we did it.
I mean, we talked wrestling. We talked OnlyFans. We talked NFL. You know, and I hope everybody enjoyed it. And hope my outside noises weren't too distracting when you listen to the show.
Let's start calling you Mr. Nature.
Mr. I'll change my Twitter handle to that.
Yeah. Take the drip off, man. Come on.
I think that's so cool.
I bet you do.
Anyway, all right. Be talking in
Power Hour. Hope you guys enjoyed it.
Okay, peace.